95.3 The Bull, March rolls on. It is Women's History Month with 95.3 The Bull, and we're celebrating by shining the spotlight on women-owned businesses right here in the State Line area. And we have a great example of one right here, right now.
That's right, Steve. In studio with us today is Ade Villatoro from Earth, a Zero Waste Company.
Is that the name of the company?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Ade. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I hope I'm saying your name right. Ade?
Yeah, actually, that's very perfect.
Ade.
Proud of you, Steve.
What? Yeah, I'm proud of you, too.
Only 20 minutes of practicing.
Most people butcher it.
I got it right. So tell us about your company, Earth, a Zero Waste Company.
Yeah, I sell everyday products that you want to use normally that I give you the option of it being sustainable. So instead of plastic, you know, brushes to wash your dishes, they're all compostable. And your laundry detergent is plant-based and it actually removes all the bacteria and it doesn't just wash the dirt off. Toothpaste tablets, so it removes the plastic container off of it and you can start chewing and brushing super easy. So daily products that you would normally use, but eco-friendly, sustainable to the earth, but also products that actually work.
So it's a green company that supplies all these cleaning agents, right?
Yes.
And green is not just the color green, it's good for the environment.
It's good for the environment, yeah. Green is actually a word that was used a long time ago, maybe like 10 years ago, to describe the sustainable era that was coming in. And now I think it's just, I think it's more like a sustainable idea, sustainable word. But it's all, wanting to do better, wanting to love the earth better and be a part of the solution instead of being a part of, the wastefulness that we create every day.
Sure. And the way that I kind of understand what your company does is on top of being sustainable for the environment, it's sustainable for your body too, right? A lot of the household products that we use can sometimes contain some harmful materials inside of them.
Yes.
The products that you sell,
oh my gosh, yes,
aren't as harmful to you.
Yeah, and I love that you brought that up because I have a lot of people who have a lot of issues with skin issues like eczema, or they're always itching, or they're very sensitive to fragrances. Or just in general, I think a lot of the products nowadays that you find at Target and Walmart, they end up creating a lot of toxins into your body. Mm-hmm. And your body's trying to say something to you when it starts to, there's rashes happening. And so I've gotten a lot of people who have started coming to the store to buy these new products to replace their old ones and haven't had any flare-ups of any sorts, which is amazing. And aside of that, it's also great for people who have cancer or are struggling to be pregnant, because all of those toxins have a lot to do with making people feel sick or become sick. Mm-hmm. Or feel even worse than what they do. And
wow.
So it's pretty incredible how powerful these products can actually be to you. Yeah, like you said, your body. So I love that you brought that up. Thank you.
Ade said your business is in Rockford. Where is it located? Because I want to get some of the stuff.
Yeah. So it's on 327 West Jefferson Street. It's kitty corner from the temporary library. So mm-hmm. Jefferson and Church. And you can buy things online as well, earthzerowaste.com. But normally I'm at the store Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6.
And since it is Women's History Month, we're talking about women with businesses owned and operated. The ceiling for you, was there a struggle for you? How do you feel about this business? I mean, are you killing it? Are you doing great?
It's slowly but surely. The reaction that I've gotten from everyone in Rockford has been amazing. I think everyone just loves something so new and upcoming that normally bigger cities get. I've been getting a lot of support because of that. I think as a woman and being single and having no kids has been really hard because you're constantly moving heavy things and moving things around. And that's why I joined CrossFit Supercell. Yeah, so that I could actually, not have to rely on a lot of people. And so it's been really great. I've gained a lot of strength. But it has been, I think it's emotionally hard and physically hard and spiritually hard. But, you know, I think as women, we also have that superpower that makes us, that kind of feeds into our strength and makes us want it more.
I love it. You go, girl.
I'm genuinely curious, too. This is my last question. Is starting a company like yours has got to be somewhat difficult from a capital perspective, right?
Oh,
like,
totally.
Because getting all that stuff can't be super easy.
It's not. And speaking of capital, I actually went to a couple of banks and loan places, and no offense, but there were a lot of older men there, and they couldn't get they couldn't grasp the idea, and so they declined me. Mm. But you would be surprised at how many products there are out there, companies that are coming up with these eco-friendly products that, you know, I'm actually being able to buy. Yes, there's some products that I probably can't get a hold of, but the market is starting to grow, and it's becoming a little easier to be able to find these items. It's just a matter of researching. And I try to buy as locally as I can. And so supporting each other is, you know, obviously the best thing.
Of course. Company Earth, a zero waste company. You have a website we can find out more details about?
Yes. It's earthzerowaste.com.
Earthzerowaste.com.
Well, awesome initiative. So much. Yeah, this is great.
Yeah,
great company. Great premise,
me.
Too. I love it.
You.
Love it.
Well,
thank
you for coming in, and enjoy your month of March as Women's History Month.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.